The St. Croix Chippewa were among 11 tribes that had their casino applications turned down in January 2009. Right after then, Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne created what's called a guidance memorandum. It basically said a casino further than a, quote, commutable distance from an Indian reservation could hurt the tribe. The St. Croix Chippewa had been trying to set up a casino in Beloit, 300 miles from its tribal center. Tribal leaders say Kempthorne didn't follow due process and the guidance memorandum is groundless. After the St. Croix Chippewa filed suit against the change, the U.S. government moved to dismiss their lawsuit. But this week, the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. rejected the government's motion. Joe Hunt, spokesman for the St. Croix Chippewa, says they see a second chance now for their casino project.
Our goal is to have the guidance memorandum withdrawn, and since it's the guidance memorandum that was the basis for the denial of the lawsuit, then the applications that were denied will have to be reevaluated, and most likely then the denials will be withdrawn too.
Hunt says it's also possible the new Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, could use his executive powers to nullify Kempthorne's guidance memorandum. He says the St. Croix Chippewa, U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin, and Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan are all pressuring the Interior Department to do so. The U.S. government has 30 days to respond to the rejection of its motion. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.